Our next storyteller is Anna Maria Quiceno. She was born in Armenia, Quindío, Colombia. She received her bachelor's degree in modern languages from Quindío University in Colombia and her master's degree in TESOL from Greensboro College in North Carolina. In 2012, she came to the US with a teacher exchange program to teach Spanish in Jordan Matthews High School in Siler City, a rural town in North Carolina, where she stayed for 5 years. In 2017, she was hired by the Roaring Fork School District to teach kindergarten in the bilingual program at the Basalt Elementary School. Teaching is Anna's passion. But when she is not teaching, she likes to be dancing or rollerblading. Let's put our hands together and give a warm, rowdy welcome for Anna.
And I close the book, The ABCs of Professions. And I look to my kindergartners, 20 students, their bodies still, their eyes shining, and their imagination flying. And I ask them, now you tell me, what do you want to do when you grow up? And hands shot up, some said, firefighters, police officers, teachers. And then Camila piped in, and she said, I want to be a mom. A mom. Why? Camila's answer shocked me for a moment, because my mom never wanted me to be like her. And let me tell you about my mom, Doña Lucy. The second of 8 children, she was the oldest daughter, so she was in charge of the food and the cleaning of the house. She was a mom even before graduating from high school. My grandparents were too busy supporting the family, that large family. From all of the stories of my mom being a child, I can tell my mom was very happy. She liked to study and she liked to play basketball. But from all of her stories of becoming a woman, I can tell my mom's options were limited. To go out and move out from my grandparents' house, my mom had 2 options. Option number 1, be a teacher. She never went to college, but she was offered a teaching position as an elementary teacher. The only thing was that the condition to be accepted was to be good to the politician who was offering the job, and to be good to him meant to have sex with him. My mom didn't accept it. She refused. She didn't get the job. Second option, getting married. She was dating my dad around 2 years. Why not? No advice, no warning, nothing. Jump into and give up on her professional dreams. So she opted to have children, clean the house and run the store we have underneath of our apartment. And happy or not, my mom consoled herself by not selling out to the politician. So when my mom was asking me, and sometimes I felt she was begging me not to be like her, not to follow her footsteps, I agreed. And I remember so vividly the most profound conversation we had about my future career. I remember we were in an old, sweaty, crowded bus, and we were running some errands, and she casually asked me, Anna, have you thought about what you want to do when you graduate from college? I was 15 years old. Of course, I didn't know what to do. But I also remember The bus was crowded, but at that moment, it felt only she and me in that bus. I looked through the window, and I was feeling, wow, my mom is giving me a lot of power right now to make my own decisions. And I turned back to my mom, and I said, Mom, I think I'm going to study something related with computers or learning English. My mom knew that math was not my thing because of my grades in high school, my math grades in high school. So she swiftly inferred and said, oh, so maybe English, it's the path for you, Anna. And after she made the decision for me, she implanted a program in my mind. Our economical situation didn't allow us to pay for language schools. But my mom was determined to break the cycle of uneducated women in the family. So she started borrowing books and courses in English from relatives, friends, neighbors. And she also started playing movies in English with no subtitles. And I didn't get it, and I didn't understand anything. And I wanted to give up. I didn't like it. I don't know how to learn English. My mind doesn't work that well, Mom. I can't. I'm not gonna do it. I don't want to do it. My mom made sure I knew how proud she was of me when I was studying from those courses. And also, she promised me, keep it up, Anna. Keep it up. Because if others can do it, so can you. And thanks to my mom's encouragement, I ended up graduating from college. And moving to this country, where now I pursued a teaching career. When I look back, I realize my mom never gave up on her professional dreams. She just projected them into me. My immigration process has been quite a bit easier, just quite. Yes, a lot of time. Yes, a lot of money. Yes, a lot of feelings of anticipation and scary interviews with consulars at the embassy of the US. But at the end of the day, it has been only paperwork. I moved from teaching in a high school in Colombia to teach Spanish in a high school in North Carolina. And now, I have the privilege to work for all of you as a kindergarten teacher in Basalt. For your children and for the future of this country. That day, when I was asking Camila why she wanted to be a mom, I also thought, was that my right to judge her desire based on my mom's advice and way of thinking? Having babies, one of the most incredible gifts human beings can have. And I know serious, successful ladies in the cleaning business, providing for her families, for their families, sending kids to college, building houses, and running this town. And we all know how much it takes to clean well. Also, I was wondering if Camila's mom was aware of her decision, or if she would help her to find other opportunities in life like my mom did with me. But who knows? As one of Camila's curse givers, my only desire for Camila is for her to find her calling in life, doing what she likes to do. Perhaps in the future, she's not gonna have babies, only have babies, but it's gonna help others having their own in hospitals, such a nurse or a doctor. Or perhaps she's not going to clean her house, but also she's gonna manage her own cleaning business. Camila is no longer in my kindergarten classroom. And I still wonder if she has the same desire of becoming and being like her mom. And I close my eyes and I visualize her sitting on the carpet of my kindergarten classroom and mentally telling her and empowering her as my mom did with me, Camila, if others can do it, so can you. So, sí se puede, Camila. Sí se puede. Thank you.